This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I didn't mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. That's a big part of what I like. No, I mean that sincerely. Big part of what I like is you guys getting involved, you get engaged, right? And just, again, get informed. Don't be a Rachel Maddow. Joe was in your host. Always a pleasure. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on. And listen, feel free, I mean very free, to click on the donate button, all right? I mean, seriously, you know, help out the show. We get a lot, over the last couple of weeks, we've lost two or three conservative commentators that were on the air and actually mostly online. Because they're just being so throttled back. All right? Give me your email address. If you head up to the website, there's a place you can give me your email address. We send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on in the show. And when we add new stations and that kind of stuff, always exciting, always new, always a big deal. If you're not an email person, I hate the email because it's like 200 plus messages a day going in there. I got to kind of weed through and figure out who I want to respond to. So, but if you want to be notified by a text message, just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And that's a great way for you to get the information you need to get, let you know the show's starting. So, Bolton is out. That's right. You know, again, whether you like the guy or not, whether you agreed with him or not, there was just something about him for me. He was way too aggressive. You know, I mean, seriously, everything was about war. Now, I know we've got great military. I know that. I mean, Corey Duncan, when he's been on the show, he's talked about this a dozen times. There are plenty of people out there in the administration, plenty of administrations, you know, that are quick and eager to send their young people to war, and they've never been themselves. And maybe that's not fair. Maybe that's not what we should be doing. Do we have the military to wipe these people out pretty quick and move on? Sure, probably. But Bolton wanted to go in everywhere with military. You know, and again, I don't know. I don't have the answers for you. I don't know how some of you feel about it, but I think Bolton had served his purpose, served his time, scared the crud out of a few, and it's time for him to move on. But a bumper crop of potential candidates for National Security Advisor, like coming out of the woodwork right now. A number of disagreements with Bolton, including over recently scrapped negotiations with the Taliban over the future of Afghanistan. President Trump announced in a tweet, Bolton's services are no longer needed. You know, I've said this before, I'm going to keep saying it. Some people want to pull his tweet, and again, he makes me nuts sometimes with the tweets he puts out there. I know what he's trying to do, I get it, but he has got the media going out of their minds, Fox included. I mean, think about this, he is the first president that really actively uses social media to get his message out, to be proactive. Remember I used to tell you guys, one of the things I loved about him, or love about him, is in past presidential administrations, it was really simple because all they had to do, the presidential staff had to get up early in the morning, start looking at the papers, check the news cycle, find out what people were saying about him, all right, and then try to figure out a way to refute it. Now what's happening is this, Trump is tweeting in the middle of the night, so these people have to get up and figure out how he's put them now on defense. He's put the papers on defense. He's put the media on defense. I think it's wonderful. And that's what's going on here. Right? You would have had to hear from some kind of press release from the White House at some point in time that Bolton had been released. And now he just says, hey, I'm done with him. You are no longer needed. You're out of here. So at least seven people are believed to be in the mix. They include, according to multiple sources from within, U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell, U.S. Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, Special Representative for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, the Ambassador of the Netherlands, Pete Hoekstra, Rob Blair, an aide to the White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, and a source close to the discussion said multiple senators called the White House on Grenell's behalf on Tuesday. Now, Lindsey Graham, he said that Hook, retired Army General Keith Kellogg, and former Deputy National Security Advisor Rick Waddell are also under consideration. You know, Reagan said it was peace through strength, and he's right. See, it's one thing having the power, it's another thing using the power altogether. So I have no problem with our military being the biggest, the strongest, the best. I have no problem with us having nuclear weapons or other weapons that we need. Because we are less likely to use them. And a lot of those people say, you know, we're the power, we're the bullies, we're the ones to be afraid of. You know, during World War II, when we brought World War II, for all intents and purposes, when we brought the Japanese to their knees, I want you to think about something. We had the weapon of mass destruction. We had the most powerful weapon on the planet at the time. We could have used that to bring many countries in line with what we wanted, in line with the U.S. And we didn't. We used it for peace. And even the country that we decimated, two of their cities, we went back in and helped them rebuild. Any other country you know does that? Just putting it out there for a question. Hey, Pacific Justice Institute founder Brad Dacus joins me after the break. A lot going on. Come on back. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot happening, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. This is one of my favorite segments of the week, and I mean it in all sincerity, not just because he's on the line with me right now, but Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. We're dealing with the issues of the day and some of the laws and things that are going on in our schools with your kids, which is just wrong. Anyway, Brad, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Always glad to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's hit it right from the beginning, right? So we've got a school district in North Carolina And a 10th grade English class, which I don't know where they were heading with this, but a 10th grade English class teacher last week lined up the kids when they came. And this was on the second, I think, the second day of school. And it's an English 2 honors class. Now, the teacher distributed what she called a diversity inventory worksheet. And it called on the students to reveal, you ready for this one? Their religion, economic status, and sexual preference. The students were then, after they filled out the form, they were then instructed to stand under titles that ask questions like, what makes you most privileged? The woman's son said she came home, the kid didn't want to answer any of the questions. She felt like the questions were totally inappropriate. The teacher also said that students were also encouraged to report on other students that weren't telling the truth. I mean, this is just out of control. There's no reason for the teacher, first of all, to be able to do this, and the kids should be able to back away from this, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, if any family is in this kind of a situation or a student's in this situation and they're being intimidated or bullied by a school district for not answering those kinds of questions, they should contact us immediately. This is a classic parents' rights kind of a case, family privacy kind of an issue, where we at Pacific Justice have taken on school districts before that have engaged in these outrageous non-academic invasion of privacy. And it's not just invasion of privacy, it's also enforced guilt. It's pushing guilt. Whenever you see the word privileged and having someone talk about how they're privileged, the sequel to that is how they are guilty or should feel guilty because others are not privileged perhaps in the same way, and you should feel guilty. That is not healthy. It is not productive. And so that, separate from the egregious invasion of privacy, is something that no parent should stand for, and they should not hesitate to contact us. I also want to mention many states, like California, actually have laws against such invasions of privacy. And so if that happens, they shouldn't just say, well, this is just the way things are. They should definitely contact us so we can look into it and see what their rights are in their state as well as under the Constitution.
Can you imagine, look at students, teachers especially, they're one of the most trusted people slash professions in the community. I've seen study after study on this. And, you know, kids are taught to respect their teachers, taught to respect those in authority, especially in education. And I find this amazing. If you wanted to apply for a job, can you imagine sitting down and among the first 5 questions are, what religious belief are you? Right? What sexual orientation do you subscribe to, if you would? And what's your economic status? I mean, that would be really outrageously illegal, wouldn't it?
Oh, with an exclamation mark illegal, that would be so way off reasonableness and clearly violate the law. And yet, as you're pointing out, here's a teacher, and there's public teachers love this attitude, who feel empowered to invade the privacy of these young kids, and then play mind games with them without even blinking an eye on doing so, even though those same kinds of questions would land them in court with a lawsuit and heavy potential financial monetary damages. I think that there's the key question, I think, moving forward is what is the school district going to do about this and do about that teacher? The teacher will probably keep their job because, you know, they may be unionized or it's just the institution. She may have tenure. But the second question is what are the parents going to do who are involved in this? And I can assure you, we at Pacific Justice Institute would wholeheartedly want to counsel them and possibly represent them if they so desired without charge.
Brad, we as parents, a lot of times we feel powerless because, you know, you're walking into this big government building, an institution, and they surely know what they're doing. They surely have the best interest of your children at heart. And listen, let me not sound like I'm being too disparaging here, because there are a lot of good teachers out there. There are a lot of good administrators out there. They love your kids. They care about your kids. They want to give them the best. And it's these openly bad ones. They know exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it. And I do find it, it is irritating to no end when I find these things, you know, very much.
Yeah, and I think when parents hear this, they should be upset, because the government, whether it's some other branch of federal government, state government, or public schools, which is a part of the government, should not feel empowered at any time to engage in such egregious violations of privacy, especially with such a group like a classroom of 10th graders who are already working through a lot of issues involving adolescents that this is just simply not constructive. It can be very harmful emotionally, psychologically, but most importantly, it's a clear breach of public trust and parental trust.
Yeah, it's funny. Somebody just put a question to us, one that I was going to get to you in a little bit, and that is the waivers bills that basically bureaucrats are going to decide whether you get to have a waiver or not when it comes to vaccinations. But I'll deal with that in a minute. I want to stay on this portion of this. The Governor Newsom signed a bill that it just, being a trustee in a school district, this just infuriates me, because they're taking more and more and more power away from the local school boards when they claim they're giving us more power. So they have, there's that stupid music. We're going for a break. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. You'll just have to wait to hear what my question is for Brad till we come back. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's already September 11th in Afghanistan, and there's been a bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Apparently, National Security Advisor John Bolton opposed those talks, and apparently, that's why he was fired by the president.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo refused to discuss exactly what precipitated Bolton's departure. But he did acknowledge
there were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure.
And he downplayed the significance of any individual's departure to U.S. foreign policies. But Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, questions the abrupt changes at the White House.
They might make for great television, and they might work well on a TV show where your signature line is you're fired. Doesn't make for predictable or steady management.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Okay, Brad Dacus has joined us, and I always love when he's on the show with us. It's one of my favorite segments to do. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before you and I get wrapped up in all this great conversation, will you please tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is about and how they can help you?
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization that specializes in defending religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, and we respect the Constitution, and it's based on its original intent. We're the opposite of the those wishing to further judicial activism. We believe in respecting the Constitution. So we do it all without charge. We have 5 offices in California, another one in Oregon, another one in the state of Washington, and we're about to open 2 more new offices. We'll be announcing probably next month in 2 other states. So we're very busy on a local level as well as on a national level, helping people without charge. We have over 40 cases right now as I speak in active litigation. Wow. So we work hard to make sure no one is ever left on the side of the road. That's our big mark of distinction, and that we don't just take on the big high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure everyone gets help.
Yeah, true equality. Interesting how that works. Anyhow, back to the issue in California with these bills. So what Senator Nancy Skinner has decided out of Berkeley, a Democrat, and she's partnered with the Alliance for Boys of Men and Boys and Men of Color. All right, and she says she wants to protect kids from excessive discipline in schools. You know, being a school board member, I got to tell you something. We don't go looking down a list. All right, where's the black kids? Let's see. Oh, there. Frankie's blank. Steve's blank. We don't do that. All right? We look at what's going on with each one of these kids. People don't realize we get a report in a trustees meeting. It's no less than 6 or 7 or 8 pages thick. And kind of gives us an overview of the child and how they've been in school over the years and how, you know, what the home life is like, what their grades are like, how they've done. So we get kind of a dossier on this child, right? And we make decisions based on each case. We don't just throw them all together. So we're looking at these. And I kind of find it insulting that here the people in Sacramento come down and say, okay, because black kids are special, or it looks like they're kind of punished more than the white kids, you can no longer punish them. So instead of saying, hey, step up to the plate, tell us why you're doing this, what are the guidelines, what are you using, they don't do any of that. They just all of a sudden come down with this edict that you no longer can do this. So they're taking, I find it hypocritical that they say that they want to give us more power, and yet they're taking more power away from us. So as of July 1st here in California in 2020, you'll be prohibited from suspending any student from kindergarten and eighth grade who disrupts school activities or otherwise willfully defy the valid authority of a supervisor, teacher, or administrator. And it goes, then it goes from there up to the high school level, where it'll be the same thing going on there as well. They feel that the Latino and African American community is being picked on by teachers and administrators. I mean, just a smack in the face of those people that have beaten their brains out and working hard to give kids a great education. What say you, Brad?
Well, several points. First, if there is a case where a child is being disciplined who didn't do something wrong, yeah, there should be an outrage. This study did not look into whether or not those kids who were being disciplined actually did or did not do something wrong. They didn't refute the underlying assumption that the kids actually did something wrong. So I think that's really important. Second, to say that we're going to treat kids differently because of their skin color, and reduce, not punish one group as much as another one, because seemingly one group is getting more punishment, and that's like saying that our prisons and jails should release prisoners so that we have a racially equally balanced number of people behind bars. Instead, we should say, no, this is about individual accountability. It doesn't matter what someone's ethnicity, race, if they're being punished for no reason or unjustifiably, that's one thing. But that's not what this legislation addressed. And instead, it just assumed racism without actually looking at the facts. And then I think it's also important to note, the people that they're going to be hurting actually are the ones that they're supposedly helping. These are kids. Kids at this grade level, K through eighth grade, these are kids who are not respecting authority. They're kids who oftentimes don't have a dad at home plays a major role in boys in particular learning to respect authority or not. Yeah. And so when you take the school out of the equation of having them even less calling for respect of authority, making it easy for students to disrespect authority, you're only making it more difficult for them to adapt and survive in society when they finish high school and they go out into the real world. I think even more likely to commit crimes, which is a manifestation of disrespect for authority. So this is not helping the people that they supposedly are trying to help. And the fact that it's passed says something terrible about those sitting in Sacramento representing California.
Yeah. Look, at you know, last year they tried to keep in my district and a few others, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, with the exception of one vote, which was Catherine Barger, they were going to vote to keep sheriffs off our campuses, uniformed police officers, if you would. They were going to no longer allow us to enter into contract with these people. And there was an uproar. I mean, I was one of those guys that started screaming. Their reasoning was that there's a group of people that find uniformed police officers A, offensive, and B, really triggers them, makes them feel bad about them being on campus. And I'm saying, wow, isn't that interesting that you've decided from downtown Los Angeles to take a school district like mine and say, no, you no longer can have police on your campus, all right? Or uniform police. They've never come out to see. They never asked any of us what we thought about it. You know, when these police show up on campus, these kids see them almost as Santa Claus. They get around them. They talk with them. They hug up on them and that kind of stuff. They have relationships with these cops. And these cops have stopped some pretty bad things from happening on campus. And I'm not talking about shooting necessarily. You know, drug deals and such and what have you. But again, it's... they always talk about local control. They always talk about us having more power, and yet they work harder and harder and harder at taking it away. And thank God there was such an uproar from superintendents across L.A. County, from board members across L.A. County, that they decided not to touch it. It was too hot of a potato for them, and they left it alone. But this is the mindset that they have at that level. That's not equality. That's dictatorship from above, isn't it?
It is, and it's once again, it's totally illogical, because if you have a problem with a group of students who feel uncomfortable with another group, in this case police officers, you don't help resolve the matter by keeping them away from them.
That's right.
No, it's the opposite. You want police officers to be there to get rid of that and dispel that prejudice or unnecessary feelings of fear or anxiety that may exist. So then when they get in the real world, they realize, gee, what I was told by whoever in my life about police officers all being bad and this, that, that's not true. And I don't have to be afraid of them. And if there's something happening, I can get on the phone and call for a police officer to help me. I don't need to be afraid of them. So it just shows you what happens when we have government stepping in, particularly on a statewide level, and usurping the authority of a local level. This situation was resolved on a local level because it was on a local level.
Mm-hmm.
Had this been a piece of state legislation, those parents in that community could be screaming and yelling and saying, this is outrageous, and the odds are it would not have been heard. And that's what we're seeing more and more with legislation coming down from Sacramento.
Yeah, I think they're smoking way too much dope up there, since it's so easily to get to nowadays. But that's my own. I have no proof of that, except for the legislation they're putting through. All right. So one of the questions I got in the chat room, you're not going to be able to answer it during this segment, but at least I'll give you some time to think about it. You know, you're looking at these vaccine situations coming up now, right? And, you know, the more and more these California vaccine laws, which are restricting medical exemptions big time. So this is a total violation of parental rights. Will this make it to the Supreme Court? And they've actually passed two bills where the legislature or bureaucracy can decide whether the doctor's waiver is valid or not. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far, because Brad Dinkus ain't going no place. Just still be with us on the other side of the break.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a knife. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring him in. I am enjoying my time with him, and again, I know you are too. I can see what you're doing in the chat room. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And again, Brad, so much appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
All right, so the next biggie, especially here in California, you're seeing it more and more and more. And in, I know New York is doing a lot with it. This is going to come to a head at some point in time. And it's these forced vaccinations. Now, again, I'm not gonna go through the whole alarmist thing where, you know, they're kind of proving that the kids are having issues with them, that there could be some issues with autism and what have you due to these shots or what have you. But what I more want to go down the road of is parental rights, and the state of California seems to not really care about your parental rights. When you think about the fact that a 12-year-old can get an abortion in this state and the parents never know about it, when you think about transgender community has pushed and they're getting some love from the Sacramento legislators about hormone blockers and those kind of things being done to young kids without their parents knowing about it. What is going to actually, how do you see this playing out? These vaccinations, if a parent doesn't want their child to have it, the state's saying, too bad, you're going to have it. And they even passed two laws yesterday where doctors' waivers can be questioned by bureaucrats.
Yeah, that's very alarming. You know, in 2015, there used to be personal and religious exemptions that were allowed. They took that off the table and said, okay, that's no longer allowed. It doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are, you have to have be vaccinated. But there could be a medical exemption. If you go to a doctor, an MD, went to med school, passed the state medical, you know, he's an actual doctor. If that doctor signs his name on a sheet of paper after evaluating and says, based on this child's either past medical condition or the family's medical history, they should not take a vaccine at this time or this vaccine at this time, they would say, okay, that's fine. It's a doctor. We respect doctors. They're licensed. They went to med school. We didn't. Give it. Well, this legislation, these two bills, turns that on its head and says, because they're angry and upset that there are some doctors who've given these exemptions, that they've come down with these new restrictions. Like, for example, you can have a doctor that many in who are have issues dealing with vaccines and certain conditions with their children go to some doctors more than others because they have a great reputation, a great sensitivity to reactions and things like that. And now they're telling these doctors, oh, by the way, doctors, you can only give 5 exemptions a year. It doesn't matter how many of your patients need an exemption or may have serious medical, even life-threatening ramifications. You can only save 5 of them. The rest of them will have to find another doctor somewhere willing to issue an exemption. And by the way, those doctors issuing exemptions, we're going to be scrutinizing them very closely. So it gives an incentive for a lot of doctors to say, it's not worth it. Go somewhere else. I'm not going to give it. And that's exactly what we have seen happen, not just a couple, in the hundreds, over 800, what we've understood, wow. I think it was 882, parents were not able to get an exemption even though they had medical justifications because doctors are already intimidated. This is only going to tighten the noose and leave many kids hanging in the balance and with regard to their own health and family concerns. And it's very, very real.
And yet they're talking about, or I think one of the provisions, not in these two bills, but one earlier, a physician's assistant can aid in and or perform an abortion, right? And I was thinking to myself,
right.
Originally, wasn't it supposed to be get them out of the back alleys, get them into hospitals, have doctors perform it, and now it's something a physician's assistant can do in a few minutes. It's amazing to me. It's the hypocrisy and the lies that they have to spew to make this stuff happen. It's just amazing to me. So,
right.
Go ahead.
They claim, oh, we've got to protect the masses from an outbreak, an epidemic. We've got to protect. Well, there's something called herd immunity, and everyone in the dealing with immunology and these kinds of area of medicine are very fully aware of this. If you have a 92.5% of the population that has been vaccinated, you effectively have herd immunity. In other words, it is functionally impossible to have an actual epidemic of epidemic proportions because of that percentage level. In California, we already have over 95% of the kids that are vaccinated. We already have an immunity we already have protection with herd immunity from having an epidemic. So this is just government unnecessarily coming in and issuing controls and constraints. If people have issues on a local level, if the issues exist, then a local level, local school districts, et cetera, can exercise their concerns and policies to deal with their level of immunity that they may have. But on a statewide level, this makes no sense, and it's going to, unfortunately, result in a lot of kids potentially having to choose between taking a risky, potentially life-threatening, permanently damaging vaccine to stay in school, or the parents having to leave the state of California or have to homeschool, which can be very difficult given the cost of living in the state of California.
Oh, yeah, and the homeschooling thing, you know, they're tightening up on that as well. When you see some of the things that are coming down the pike from legislators, what they're looking at when it comes to, you know, curriculum and what have you. You know, there's a lot of parents that do the homeschooling because they want to stay away from some of the garbage being taught in the high schools or being schools as a whole, you know. And again, another assault on parental rights. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. In fact, you know, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we give emergency counsel to parents and families who have social workers threatening to take their kids. We just recently, I can't give the specific names of where it's at, but we had a matter in California where a couple called. They you know, had their great kids, family. Someone anonymously said some things and suspected some things, and social workers came. And one of the things that they focused on is they said, well, have the children been vaccinated? What have they been vaccinated for? As if that's grounds to take a child? So we already see that mindset permeating in child protective services, social workers, and we're going to see, we're seeing it more and more, even though the Sacramento hasn't applied this law to homeschoolers. Oh, it's going to be a factor, as we see playing out, in whether or not to take children from families. That we have seen, and we've seen that manifest just in the last 30 days.
I don't even know. You know, again, you look at this stuff, they talk about caring about the kids. And these parents, you need to pay attention to who you're voting for. Look at what you're doing. Look at, you send this mess to Sacramento, and then you say, what's going on? What happened to the people I sent there? Nothing happened. They've always been like this. They've never really cared about what you think. You know, it's always, as I've been into this business, as I do these stories on a regular basis, you know, it's really funny. I'm going to do this in the second hour, but we were talking earlier in one of the segments about how black kids are more disciplined or perceived to be more disciplined in public schools than not. And yet, if you look at the black abortion rates across the country, they're out of control. So apparently, you know, it's okay to abort them. It's just not okay to punish them if they're doing something wrong. It's just a mind-boggling as to where these people are thinking. Anyhow, you got about 90 seconds left. Tell people, again, Pacific Justice Institute, how do they help? Because, look, people, you heard what he said. You know, there's no charges for the services that they render, right? And they're willing to help you. They've got all kinds of issues that they're dealing with on a regular basis. And I got news for you. It costs money to do this. And I guarantee that the services you get, you know what, you can pull a few bucks on that credit card or what have you. I'm not telling you to go into debt, but help them out. You should be helping Pacific Justice Institute out, whether you're using their services or not. Think about what they're doing across the country. I just ate up 30 seconds of your 90, so go for it.
That's okay, Joe. That was great. I'll just simply say, though, we are all across the country. We have affiliate attorneys all across the United States. And we're opening local offices in different parts of the country as well. So if anyone needs assistance, they should never hesitate to contact us. And I just want to thank those moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas out there that do support our work. That's what enables us to do this work without charge and to make sure that no one is ever left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life. That's all our hallmark. We don't just take on the big game cases. We really work hard to make sure everyone gets help, and we want to continue doing that. And if they want our resources, like how to protect your kids from being taken by social workers and other real valuable empowering resources for parental rights and religious freedom, they should not hesitate to go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
Well, always appreciate your time with me, Brad. Keep up the good work, and people, you need to keep supporting him. Always a pleasure. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, we're going to talk about Unplanned, the movie. And if black kids are so important, if black lives are so important, then why the abortion rates keep skyrocketing in this country? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.